Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, NMEI of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So I'm very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, for the very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the healing and reconciliation of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said, I decree indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters. Yes indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. This world, throughout all the course of its ages, has not yet attained peace. Has not, my brothers and sisters, been reconciled unto peace because men have done everything they could to deny, rationalizing, reasoning, giving consideration to the fullness of the instruction of the One Most High. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that the way of peace, way of salvation, the way of hope. What does the scripture say in Yohanan 1:1? We call it John. In the beginning is the word, the purpose, the plan, the precepts. You could even say, my brothers and sisters, the very conscience of the Most High. That plan, that purpose, that conscience, that word, that thought form, my brothers and sisters, upon which all things are created, are from the beginning. They are a constant. My brothers and sisters, they are life. It's amazing that we live in a world that has thought for so many ages to deny the foundation of all things so as to preserve so many corruptions, diversions, deviations, false government. 45,000 denominations and counting, 280 nations and counting? Why? My brothers and sisters, it is because man has struggled in his variant allegiances after men's hasty conclusions, after men's selfish ambitions to preserve misrule, my brothers and sisters, in the earth rather than the righteousness of Yah. Think about it. Scripture speaks about the Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, even the remembrance of those things which this present age of darkness, even the light, my brothers and sisters, this present age of darkness has sought for ages to hide or leave without common consideration. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls the Comforter, the power of the Most High, that conforms the mind to His peace. My brothers and sisters, is given not to maintain the sin, the separation, the divisiveness of man, but to reconcile man, my brothers and sisters, again with his Creator, And since the Most High does not deny himself, brothers and sisters, man has no comfort, no forgiveness, no repentance unto the Most High, while he chooses to remain subject to any partiality or deviation, or let's just say, blinded state of conscience, or misallegiance, that refuses to give consideration to all, I said all, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High himself has declared. In fact, the scriptures say, curses everyone who does not confirm everything written in the book of the law to do it. As Lion said, watch out for false prophets. They prophesy from another spirit. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do or to perform fully what is the will of the Father. So much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relates again that a world will be brought to peace when men indeed see the glorious light, the invariant light. My brothers and sisters, the constant truth that is in the mind of the Creator, when that truth, my brothers and sisters, is brought again to mind, all giving consideration of it, then and, then and only then, my brothers and sisters, will there be peace. The law of the Most High, in fact, my brothers and sisters, his law. Transcends worldly hypocrisies. What do I mean by that? His law is that all that is truth, all that he has declared, must be given consideration. That's the law of Yah. That's the law of oneness. That's the law of peace. That's the law of truth. That is the law of life. The scriptures speak about a law of sin and death versus the law of spirit and life. And my brothers and sisters, the law of a contentious world is that it seeks something other than absolution. He seeks the preservation of its debates, the multitude of double-minded doubts, the mockeries against the truth of Yah, which men have conceived. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, his law, since he will not deny himself, he'll be true to all his word, has in his domain, his kingdom, no room for hypocrisy, no room for partiality in the law. And believe me, partiality with regard to his law, hey, men picking and choosing as they will to establish their own authority, is a mockery, is a misrepresentation against the truth of who he is. His very name declares he is all that he is, true to all that is his word. Again, he will not deny himself. Scriptures tell us before he denies himself, defies his own name, his title, his authority as the Most High. 2 Timothy tells us in the second chapter, we must seek to be fully furnished unto all good truths, all good works. Study to show yourselves approved. Hey, to be approved does not mean that men seek only what is acceptable to men in their multitude of diverse standards. To be approved, to seek and study to be approved before Yah, and seek to be true to all that he, I repeat, all that he has declared. Scriptures tell us that when Messiah comes, it will be evident to mankind that if you've been subject to anyone who will deny the law and the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If any man seeks to deceive his brother, how about drawing hasty conclusions, half-hearted ideals? cause a man to be deceived rather than able to perceive the greater truth. Be detoured, if you will, or misled. Scripture says he is ready for the hellfire. He's guilty even under hellfire. Well, think about it. Scripture says for every idle or stagnating word. How about a word that causes man not to fulfill in fruition his purpose? Scripture says for every idle. I-D-O-L, I-D-L-E. Vain, countermanded, non-productive word. Word that sets up obstacles against men's attainment of purpose. Every such word a man speaks, Scripture says you give account for it in the judgment. So, if we understand this, we understand that it's not so light a thing that men so often has just simply sought to preserve debate. There's, in fact, many among us, our brothers and sisters, who are not concerned about coming to the realization of what is the actuality. They just simply seek to persuade others along the lines of their own irrationality. And so often, my brothers and sisters, in so doing, men set up compromises, mocking misrepresentations, blasphemies, confusion, my brothers and sisters, defying against divine oneness and absolution. Have men forgotten that to lie against the Most High is a sin? Messiah did not give his life, my brothers and sisters, that men associate his name with men's vanities. Messiah gave his life that men might seek indeed what is the truth and righteousness of Yah. I've heard some say that Messiah gave his life for men's sins, not for them to walk in unbelief. So I said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. Oh, huh. What does the Holy Spirit seek to do? Do you think the Holy Spirit declares a testimony filled with contradictions, countermanded misideas? You think the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, declares an alternate sense of reality or licenses many alternate senses of reality that refuse to acknowledge all that is true? That the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, counts a man wise, hasty in his conclusions, not giving consideration of all the truth necessary that the world be one? Think about what I'm saying to you. Purity and completion offers one choice. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, as the Scriptures speak, speaks about declaring the gospel, the word from on high. I did not see a word biased after the illusions of any man. One scripture speaks about Messiah was noted as one who does not favor or is not partial regarding any man. Not certainly not then partial in the law. He said, if you beguile by anyone who caused you to turn aside from the law and the prophets, say you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. But then there are those who sit back and say they have a what? New covenant? My brothers and sisters. The covenant, the scriptures speak, when the scriptures in Jeremiah first speak about a new covenant, it comes about restoring man beyond all the partialities that he's been divided under among the nations. Do I need to repeat that? It talks about bringing Israel back from a multitude of partialities to establish a covenant. There's no covenant of agreement when everyone refuses to agree with the fullness of truth, when everyone chooses to agree to disagree. When everyone chooses to agree to some partial, polluted, tainted perspective after his own heart. When the scripture says that Messiah, the Savior, is our peace, it says, if you're stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenant of the covenant of the promise. If you're stranger, my brothers and sisters, to the good works or the whole works, the fullness which Yah has foreordained, If you're strangers to what it means when the scripture says you must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding under one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, even to the full measure and stature of Messiah, not alienated in your minds as of the Gentiles, it's talking about man coming to the common recognition of the fullness of all the Most High has spoken. Scripture says the secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. The scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, that in the latter days there must be a restitution, remembrance of all things. In Acts, it talks about, in Acts 3:18-23, it talks about a remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to the prophet, the Most High sends from among your brethren to do this. I said from among your brethren. Please read Isaiah 49 and understand. Scripture says, who will not hearken to that prophet, his testimony, will be cut off from among the people, cut off from the inheritance. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? By no means did the Most High send his Messiah, send the Savior, one who comes to make men whole, to bring about a reconciliation of mankind. By no means does he come to put away the law of the Most High, but, my brothers and sisters, to reestablish it firmly in the hearts of men. Think about it. At the time the Messiah came 2,000 years ago, yes, there were many of the tribes of Israel that were already scattered among the nations. The covenant restored is in bringing them back to the realization of all the truths that many had ignored. The covenant, my brothers and sisters, is not after scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, and Essenes, and who knows how many different so-called kings and rulers and Babylonish priests among the Gentiles. That's not a covenant with the Most High, and certainly not a holy one. Holy means pure after the mind of Yah. When he says, I'll make a new covenant, it means I'll restore the covenant, my brothers and sisters, like it was when it was new. True to all the Most High declared from the beginning as the eventuality, as the only eventuality unto peace with Yah. Dare men say they can repent unto forgiveness after any partial standard? The conversion of mankind, my brothers and sisters, is not after the ideals of many, of a diverse many, but, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High declared from the beginning, to be wrought at the hand of his chosen one. In fact, the scriptures say concerning him, it pleases the Most High to complete all things in him. How about to bring all things that he has forsworn to bear through him? How about to reconcile mankind beyond all his confusion unto an absolution through him? Unto him shall all the nations seek. Well, my brothers and sisters, many say that they are believers. They call themselves Christians. And I'm going to tell you now, Christianity was not the name of the early faith. The early believers did not call themselves Christians. They called themselves, my brothers and sisters, Kurdishanya. I know many of you never heard that term. However, there's a website that might help a bit, one called Peshitta.org. You might want to look in this interlinear section. You might want to look at my website, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation is the name of an article you might want to look at. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I would strongly impress that you should. Kur means sun, teas, rise, or to fly. Sunrise, east. Shah, king, king of the east. Who is the one called the righteous one like the rising sun? It is mentioned in Isaiah 41. Does it say he compromises all the kings, or that he exposes all the unrighteousness of the rulers? Men say that they are spiritually free. I would have you to consider Isaiah, 58th chapter, which relates that the sin of Israel is her fraternization with all the diverse ideas of the Gentiles, or the many Gentile nations. Read Isaiah 57 and read 58. And understand, how can Israel be true to the will of one and yet be have allegiance to all the partial standards of man when Yah has already decreed that any partiality is a curse? What about Malachi, my brothers and sisters? He says he's going to humiliate all those who are partial in his law. Partiality in the law creates a multitude of divisions, pieces, my brothers and sisters, breaking the law in pieces against the peace. He says it's treacherous against the covenant. The covenant, my brothers and sisters, requires that all who are participant in it agree to all that is, all that covenant relates to and pertains. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, talks about those who receive the name of the Father upon their brows, it's not because, well, think about it, Most High is not going to sanction every lie that men have have dared to conspire to conceive. In fact, one scripture in Romans 11:25, the Apostle Shaul warns Gentile nations not to become wise in their own conceits. They are a multitude of different nations. They have a multitude of different kings. Brothers and sisters, how shall men convert unto to one rule and one king after ideals of many? Messiah is going to call his people who he, well, think about it this way. 1:21 Micaiah says you call his name Yeshua, for he will deliver, save his people from their sins. How many understand that the sins of mankind are all the intrusions of misconceit, partiality, misleading, deceiving rather than perceptive ideals that men uphold that in their very own hearts. The allegiances, my brothers and sisters, that are impugned upon them as misorientation after the allegiances that they are born to and naturalized unto in this world. Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. He said, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. How about unless you believe that he is the one who reveals the truth from on high that relates what is deliverance? The spirit of truth, he said, the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. It means it's truth that is not restricted or constrained after the various small mindscapes, the mental midgetry of so many that call themselves political rulers and leaders. It's a word from above, my brothers and sisters, after the magnitude of the mind of the Creator. And that word, my brothers and sisters, will rule over this earth. That is the gospel. If they didn't tell you that you should look forward to a time of absolution, it will cast aside all this confusion. But my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. Scripture says, unto Messiah, unto him shall all the nations seek, in Isaiah 11. He shall expose the pretense wrought of the intrusion of the principalities and powers who have subdivided the people, so many who say they believe after the ideals of the principalities and powers. Read Colossians 2. It said, beware the principalities and powers, the intrusions of men. Because your completion is not after the rule of men, but after what Yah himself reveals. He reveals to man what is necessary to complete purpose. To be found true to his name. And believe my brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew mind, men were called by name because from birth their life purpose was called forth in the invocation of their name. So when Messiah said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, it means whatever you ask true to my purpose, I will do it. And that his people also seek to preserve the knowledge of that purpose. And that purpose, my brothers and sisters, what did he say? The spirit of truth, the world that will not receive? Meaning that those who deny his purpose, that purpose being to declare absolution to the world, open a door, in fact, unto whereby men might come true to the Father. He said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. It means those who are worldly, who like the divisiveness of this world, there's a level of absolution they refuse to accept. My brothers and sisters, in so doing, there's no hope for atonement. In so doing, my brothers and sisters, there's no hope for righteousness. In so doing, my brothers and sisters, there's no hope for forgiveness. Blessed are those who will understand this. Well, I think about the idea, my brothers and sisters, how we've talked so many times in this show about the hope of the gospel is based upon the words of Genesis 49:10, which speak of the coming of the one called Shiloh. It says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be, meaning all nations shall come to his righteousness. Israel is certainly then commanded beyond all the nations to come to his righteousness. Scripture says a lawgiver shall not depart from between, speaking of Judah, from between his feet till Shiloh come. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who think that means that they're from the time when Jacob gave his blessing, passed on the blessing of the Most High to his children, that there would not cease to be a lawgiver. Are they, my brothers and sisters, from between the feet of Judah, meaning that it is certain that the lawgiver will come through the house of Judah, because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, this was always the expectation. Understand, if Israel was declared, consecrated, a chosen people, to bring absolution to the world beyond all the confusion, then certainly out of one of the houses of Israel should come the Savior, Shiloh, the one unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, the one who established peace beyond all the misconceits of the nations, who must raise the conscience of men beyond all their divergent rulers, that men become one unto the Most High. In other words, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. Hey, those who are wise, my brothers and sisters, don't seek to remain in servitude to ignorance. But rather, my brothers and sisters, they seek wisdom. And it is superior wisdom that deserves, my brothers and sisters, to rule. The scriptures speak of the one called Shiloh. It says, unto him shall the peoples seek. To him shall the gathering of the people be. Well, consider, my brothers and sisters, that at the time that statement was made, where was ancient, let's just say, the progenitors of Israel, or progenitors of the people called Israel, as a multitude of tribes? Where were they? Brothers and sisters, they were at the time, fellows in Egypt, for their children for the next 430 years were kept in bondage. Scripture talks about a descendancy of Egypt that had forgotten and no longer knew the Cephas, they called Joseph. Joseph? I wouldn't say he was of the tribe of Joseph, but he was a progenitor of the tribe. Or the people that were called, let's put it that way, that were called Joseph. A lot to talk about in terms of Hebrew lineages with regard to the various tribes. But there's something to be considered, my brothers and sisters, is what I'm saying to you, is that Joseph, per se, was not of the tribe, of Judah. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? So where is this lawgiver? Israel is in bondage to Egypt. Moshe came of the tribe of Levi. Where's the lawgiver all this time? Finally, in years after Moshe, Israel upon the land, the people asked of Yah through Samuel the prophet for a king like the other nations. And the king, my brothers and sisters, of Israel came through the tribe of Judah. But a lawgiver, my brothers and sisters, do you think that the hope of peace, Shiloh, a lawgiver, one who brings absolution, comes through less than an equitable king? Do you think all the people should gather to an unrighteous lawgiver? The scripture speaks of Messiah, saying that he will speak concerning all the Most High has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Said Moshe said it would be a prophet, one who inspired from on high, like unto himself. A lawgiver. So whoever will not hearken to that lawgiver, one who establishes then or reestablishes then the ways of the kingdom, he said that one who will not hearken to that word will be cut off, have no inheritance among the people. Well, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider. Moshe was of the tribe of Levi. There came a king, Saul. And Saul, my brothers and sisters, was not true unto the Most High. Most High wants a king, however, he said finally of Davidic seed who would be true to the will of the Father. The Father does not deny himself or any of his word. Shall men then consider, my brothers and sisters, that the Savior, who is also called the Comforter, he said, like I said, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, but I will send you another Comforter, another Counselor, one unto whom men should go and seek the exceeding truth they have not considered, that all issues might be reconciled unto peace. He says, come, let us reason together. Let us reason all together as one. How about reason, giving consideration of all things the Most High has said together, according to his conscience? He said, if you do this, you partake of the good of the land. But if you rebel, he said, it would deliver you to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken. And again, relating that the one whose mouth is like a sharp two-edged sword, his word, my brothers and sisters, that considers all things will decide who is and who is not worthy to be called a servant of Yah. The concept of Shiloh, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures are actually saying that it should be an everlasting expectation on the part of all who believe, to believe that the day will come that an absolver, one who considers all things, one who will bring all things to remembrance, even after the power and the spirit of Yah, would come to reconcile his people beyond all their divisions wrought of partial perspective and hasty, oftentimes unfounded conclusions. Well, think about it. Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, speak about the one who must come a second time to regather his people as he had done before. And many who call themselves believers today have no concept of this. One who came before and regathered his people from the midst of all nations. A second time he comes to do it, and Messiah didn't do it 2,000 years ago. In fact, soon thereafter, his crucifixion, the tribes of Israel were scattered, even more scattered than they were before, because all the tribes, my brothers and sisters, so many of those of the house of Israel, were scattered off the land. I want you to consider Isaiah 11th chapter, about the one that is ultimately called Shiloh, the one whom the scripture says would make kings as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Trodden down kings as the potter treads clay. Why? In other words, trodding down and exposing the false precepts of the nations as having been anti the Shah Shem Shah Hey King of Kings. Anti the peace. And that rulers, my brothers and sisters, have been servants of a prince of darkness, whereby men have set up entire governments, denominations, nations, my brothers and sisters, where they might rule over those kept in darkness. The adversary is called the prince of darkness, and that he rules over those who, the greater light they do not see. Need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what will be the deliverance of man. Isaiah 11:1. There shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse. Jesse was David's father, King David's father. And the branch shall grow out of his roots. We've talked many times in this show how the word branch in Zechariah, for instance, 3:8 and 6:12. The word for branch is also sunrise, also the word for east, or that would rise out of the east to bring forth light, even the light the world would obscure. The light, my brothers and sisters, that cast out all the darkness. And the branch would grow out of his roots. Messiah said he's a root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Those who are wise will understand the corollary, why it is that the word for branch and the word sunrise or east are one and the same. Morning star is the sun that rises in the east, my brothers and sisters, to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light, and men might see beyond all that which is, see even all that which is hidden. And the Spirit of the Most High, what does the Spirit of the Most High do? Teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. Hey, reproves all sin, reproves whatever it is men have upheld, partial, hasty conclusions that deny righteousness and justice. The Spirit of the Most High shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Scripture says, wisdom begins, my brothers and sisters, in reverence for Yah. And I would say, my brothers and sisters, true reverence for Yah is recognizing and realizing that all the diverse rulerships of the world and its compromises have all lied, all judged according to half partial perceptions, or else there would be no need for one such as a Shiloh who considers all things to come. There'd be no need for remembrance, my brothers and sisters. There's nothing the man forgot. Wisdom for Yah begins, my brothers and sisters, when you realize he is pure and he is not dissuaded by any of the misconceits or partialities, hypocrisies, mockeries, misrepresentations wrought of partial perspective, seem wise to men. Say the Spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The word for understanding is binah, and it does not mean partial understanding, it means perfect understanding, even comprehending, my brothers and sisters, not just what is said, but why it is said. All the foundation upon which the words are spoken unto purpose. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, many have not discerned. I've said have not discerned. Do I need to say it again? The foundation and expectation upon which all the scriptures stand. And the scripture says, whoever will not discern this manner of truth, is founded upon faulty foundation. The scripture calls it an abomination, not a workmanship of the Most High. You need to read Isaiah 41:21-42:4. Whoever cannot declare what from the beginning was declared as the eventuality, to discern beyond the faulty premises of man, the scripture says, is an abomination, an ungodly one. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, in a world wherein most eyes looked and saw none righteous, no righteous one, no not one? Who, my brothers and sisters, in this world, when the Most High sends the one called Shiloh, the one unto whom all who are wise must seek? Who, my brothers and sisters, will hearken and be prepared to hearken to him who declares the truth that proves foolish to all the men has counted wise, not knowing to seek a greater truth? The spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the reverence of Yah. It shall make him a quick understanding and the reverence of the Most High. Hey, reverence of Yah, to give consideration to all that he has said. Say, blessed are they. They say, a good understanding, and those who keep his commandments. How about not just his commandments as people speak of them, but keep the fruition in mind regarding his conscience. His conscience declares his commands, my brothers and sisters. His expectation declares his command. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, cannot be saying we believe just pieces and parts of what he has said unto a multitude of divisions that can never save or make any man whole or declare a covenant. Spirit of wisdom and might, spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and the reverence of Yah. If the Most High says he is at any time part of what he is, shall make him a quick understanding, the reverence of Yah, shall not judge of the sight of his eyes. In other words, he sees with a superior vision, my brothers and sisters, even to see not just only what this world has declared, but what should be. Therefore, discerning the difference between its partialities and anomalies and what is this world after the perfected vision of the Most High. Then reprove after the hearing of his ears. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the constructs of man that have refused to acknowledge all things should not be a barrier to him. He understands from the beginning what is the purpose of Yah, and he is not pleased lest all that fruition is brought to bear. So with righteousness, a full conscience of what the Most High intends and a love for it, shall he judge for the sake of the poor, those who are oppressed, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, those who are humble enough to allow the Most High to shape their minds and hearts to become what they must be. For he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, in other words, a strong discipline, beyond all the anomalies of man, beyond all the insensitivities, the dungeons of darkness into which men have fallen, believing they are wise because they knew nothing else. All your churches, my brothers and sisters, are prison houses if they don't tell you the fullness of what is expected of you. And the gospel of Shiloh is one that they have not taught, and the fullness of the fruition of what is intended. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is there's, again, I speak about it often, there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. If the leaders did not tell you that Messiah comes to reprove them all, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever you call them, comes to reprove them all that all seek him, then they, my brothers and sisters, in excluding that knowledge from you, have left you in a damnable state, damned in ignorance for not knowing the way of the door, because believe me, they have created entire psychosocial constructs that have prevented men from being willing so often to accept the truth, lest they be ostracized by a damning social miscreant snaring construct that never considered escape as an option. In other words, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, I am the door. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. He said, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him might not perish. My brothers and sisters, scriptures say if man dies without the law of the Most High, the law that commands that all must consider all things, that there be peace. Only law that is lawful is his. Only law that considers all things and is wise considering all things is his. Any partiality is unbelief. Did he say men will be saved in their unbelief, refusing to believe? But the Most High declare are in man having faith in the full righteousness of one. Seeking the fullness of one, my brothers and sisters, offers only one choice, one peace, one hope, the only covenant. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is a curse. Think about it, these scriptures in Isaiah 11. For the righteous shall he judge for the sake of the poor, the meek of the earth, equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The word for wicked is lawless. He will overthrow and show the unrighteousness, the damnation, the damnability, if you will, the infirmity of every lawless standard, because that's what the word wicked means. To be morally wrong, my brothers and sisters, is to refuse to consider what is indeed justice. He will destroy those who then prefer to be condemned. I said prefer to be condemned, and that they prefer to be separated from the knowledge of Yah. They prefer not his instruction. One scripture in Isaiah 30 said, they are false sons who will not hear the law of the Most High. Will not hear the law of the Most High requires not man to consider all that he has spoken. My brothers and sisters, the law of this world is that it seeks to keep men in bondage by refusing to seek or honor the whole truth. Clinical definition of insanity is an inability to accept reality. My brothers and sisters, the Most High says he sends Messiah to deliver his people from their sins. Who are then his people? For those who, my brothers and sisters, seek the whole truth, that they might not be left to condemnation, separation, sin. Think about it. If they hide from you what is necessary to become complete in the Most High, they leave you to sin, to err in your lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed, confused, separated, divided. Not a people. Destroyed from being a people in lack of knowledge. My brother says the contentions of man are not the result of wisdom, but a lack thereof. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, it says in that day, righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, faithfulness, girdle of his waist. In other words, constancy after that which the Most High declared is the preservation of his reign and his kingdom. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. In other words, they shall be only peace. Doesn't mean a little child. Per se, shall lead them, says the little child shall be able to lead them, and there will be none to harm. Israel shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, there will be none to harm, none to persuade, none to oppress against the knowledge of the truth. If you're spiritually free, my brothers and sisters, when the greater truth comes to you, there's nothing to prevent you from accepting the truth. If you're spiritually free, my brothers and sisters, when the truth comes to you, there's nothing in your heart to leave you unstable. You move swiftly beyond, international double-mindedness. Because remember, the scripture says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, those who are partial in the law because of the law of the Most High, because they favor some of the intrusions or false righteousness, or prefer the unrighteousness of men. Scripture said, did not say they'd be saved, or found worthy to be preserved. But the scripture says in 2 Thessalonians, they shall be damned. Messiah must come then, therefore, to expose the pretense that men have been delivered after what? The double-minded allegiances of the nation, the partiality and pollution of the nations? Never. It says 11:8, and the suckling child shall play in the hole of an asp, a snake. Weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice's den. In other words, none to hurt. And they shall not hurt nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the what? It's knowledge that shall bring this peace. The knowledge of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will all things be conformed to order, as the waters cover the sea. And that day there shall be a root of Jesse, David's father, which shall stand for an ensign, a guide, a leader to the people. And to him shall all the nations seek. My brothers and sisters, means also wherever Israel is scattered, Israel, according to the scriptures in Revelation 7, shall come from the nations to the righteousness of the mount of the house of the Most High. In fact, hearkening to him who brings this truth first, the one called the angel from the rising sun, messenger, the king, like the rising sun that brings forth the light, shall call forth the children of light. And my brothers and sisters, he will confirm only those who accept the fullness of truth. Scripture says Israel will awaken first. It talks about a great earthquake, my brothers and sisters, that shall signal the world. How about Isaiah 66 and 6 through 15 that speaks about when, there comes the destruction of a great city. Confused after all the various ideologies of the world. Warned but wouldn't listen. Read Zephaniah 3, another part of the gospel they hid from you. Because they wanted you to believe the confusion of man is wise. Scripture said, when that occurs, Israel shall come swiftly. And some scriptures say, even swiftly with speed. That a nation should be born as if it were one day. How about born of the Most High, my brothers and sisters? Not after the faulty misconceits of the nation, but after the will of one. Come to pass in that day, the Most High will set his hand again a second time to gather the remnant of his people. which shall be left, remain of his people from Assyria and Egypt and Pathros and Cush and from Elam and Shinar and Hamath and from the isles of the sea. Who was it, my brothers and sisters, that did this before? They didn't tell you who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who was called Messiah 2,600 years ago? The Messiah 2,000 years ago said that he is of Revelation 22:16 when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, declared that he appears not once, not twice, but three times. Oh, Isaiah said it. Said the Messiah would bring his people from a Babylon east and again from a Babylon west in the latter days. Hosea says his sons will come trembling from the west. Isaiah 24, read the NASB, it says, hey, he'll cry from the west concerning the majesty of the Lord, the righteous one. Therefore they will shout in the east. What's about the scripture in Isaiah 59? They glorify the Most High in the west, even his glory in the rising of the sun. Many of my brothers and sisters, when the truth is known, it should traverse the globe to call forth the people that would be righteous. They didn't teach you the doctrine of Shiloh and the concept of one who comes to declare an absolute, that a man might indeed have peace, indeed might have order, indeed might have righteous counsel. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that only comes, or the conversion of man unto this peace only comes after the consecration and the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. They never told you the rule of the holy kingdom. They didn't tell you about the gospel of Shiloh, the one the scriptures call King of Kings, Shashan Shahe, that the ancient church knew as the Kurdi, King of the East. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, about the one called the angel from the rising sun, the son of righteousness that arises, the righteous one from the rising sun, the righteous one from the east. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, about the one who reveals the light that casts out of the darkness. That Messiah is and that all prophecy leads toward. Please, give yourself the opportunity. Articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. They're there in the chat, hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article called Secret City Prophecies. The scriptures did not declare that men would have free entrance into the kingdom being indiligent, my brothers and sisters. But those who have a love for the truth, enough to seek it unto its fruition. These are the ones whom, my brothers and sisters, the gift of the Spirit is activated to seek all things. Call them the curious people, my brothers and sisters, the people of the Most High.
Ten the word seconds.
Wow. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy Eye of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah!